translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, the same Jai and Vijay, the two doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu, took birth as Ravana and Kumbhakarna, begotten by Vishrava in the womb of Keshini. They were extremely troublesome to all the people of the universe. Text 45. Narada Muni continued, "My dear King, just to relieve Jai and Vijay of the Brahmana's curse, Lord Ramachandra appeared in order to kill Ravana and Kumbhakarna. It will be better for you to hear narrations about Lord Ramachandra's activities from Markandeya." Text 46. Tavatra Kshatriyo Jato Matri Swashrat Majo Tava Aruna Shapanir Mukto Krishna Chakra Hatam Aso. Translation. In her third birth, Jai and Vijay appeared in a family of Kshatriyas as your cousins, the sons of your aunt. Because Lord Krishna struck them with his disc, all their sinful reactions have been destroyed, and now they are free from the curse. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In their last birth, Jai and Vijay did not become demons or rakshasas. Instead, they took birth in a very exalted Kshatriya family related to Krishna's family. They became first cousins of Lord Krishna and were practically on an equal footing with him. By personally killing them with his own disc, Lord Krishna destroyed whatever sinful reactions were left in them because of the curse of the Brahmanas, the four Kumaras. Narada Muni explained to Maharaj Yudhishthira that by entering Krishna's body, Shishupal re-entered Vaikuntha as the Lord's associate. Everyone had seen this incident. Om Angana Timurandasya Angaranjana Shulakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. In the last line of this verse, Vyasadeva is glorifying the unlimited power of the paraphernalia and associates of the Lord. One of Krishna's paraphernalia is his chakra, his Sudarshan disc. And glorified here, Krishna Chakra Asambaso. So Krishna's chakra, his Sudarshan disc, is able of Hata Amso, killing all sins, destroying the sins. And the example of the effect or power of the Sudarshan chakra is given in this verse, how during their last birth, Jai and Vijay took birth of Shishupal and Dantavakra. And when Krishna faced Shishupal in the Rajasuya Yajna, he took a Sudarshan disc and he cut off the head of Shishupal in a very expert and wonderful way. It's described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the assembly in Hastinapur at the Rajasuya sacrifice, all the kings were gathered to choose the worshipful personality of the worlds. Krishna was chosen unanimously, but Shishupal objected. And during his objections, he was voicing his objections by offending Krishna in so many ways. And the Kshatriyas, the friends and allies and relatives of Krishna, were very much incensed and upset by the behavior of Shishupal. They were angry, fuming with anger. And they wanted to kill Shishupal right there and then there. For Krishna could foresee that if bloodshed were to take place, if all the Kshatriyas were to start to fight, Shishupal against Krishna's team and his armies, back and forth, the whole arena will be desecrated and contaminated by bloodshed. So the Rajasuya, the auspicious Yajna of Rajasuya could not be performed. So to alleviate this problem and to maintain the sanctity and purity of the Yajnashala, Krishna personally, at the right point, according to a long history, he removed the head of Shishupal with a Sudarshan disc, which is sharper than 1,000 razors. And Vishwanath's explaining that he did it in such a nice way. He made a clean cut. Krishna cut his head off of the Sudarshan and sent it outside of the Jagyashala. In such a way, not only did he cut his neck, but he cauterized him at the same time. He tied up all his arteries and veins, so there was no spurting of blood. Not even one drop of blood fell from the body of Shishupal, although he was beheaded by the Sudarshan. So Krishna very expertly removed his head. So the same Sudarshan is being described and glorified throughout the Vedic literature. Ninth canto of Bhagavatam, Ambarish Maharaj offers wonderful prayers and glorification of Sudarshan. The Sudarshan is more than just a weapon of the Lord, Lord Vishnu. The Sudarshan is a personal devotee of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord can assume any form to serve the Lord. They can become Sudarshan discs, or trees, or cowherd boys, or any form, as per the desire of the Lord. So in this case, Sudarshani has a personified form in Vaikuntha, standing beside Lord Vishnu with folded hands. And at times of need for the material creation and so many other functions which Sudarshan performs, then he takes a different form, from his personal form to this chakra form. So Ambarish Maharaj, he's glorifying the Sudarshan chakra of the Lord. So to hear the glorification of Sudarshan chakra is very purifying, because it is equal to the glorification of the Lord's devotees. Tadinam samarchanam. The Lord is worshipable, and all of his paraphernalia is worshipable. So we'll repeat some of those prayers, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, try to discuss something of the significance and meaning of the Sudarshan chakra of Krishna, which is glorified in this verse. This is from 9th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 5, verse 3. Samagnir Bhagavan Suryas Tam Samo Jyotisham Pati Samapas Tam Shatir Vyoma Vayur Matendriyani Cha. Ambarish Maharaj said, O Sudarshan Chakra, you are fire, and you are the most powerful sun, and you are the moon, the master of all luminaries. You are water, earth, and sky. You are air, the five sense objects, and you are the senses also. Sudarshana namastu bhyam sahasra achyuta priya savastra gatin vipraya swasti bhuya vidashpate. O most favored of Lord Achyuta, you have thousands of spokes. O master of the material world, destroyer of all weapons, original vision of the personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly give shelter and be auspicious to this brahmana. Tvam dharmas tvam ritam satyam tvam yagyo kila yagyabhuk tvam loka bhala sarvatma tvam teja purusham param. O Sudarshan wheel, you are religion, you are truth, and you are encouraging statements. You are sacrifice, and you are the enjoyer of the fruits of sacrifice. You are the maintainer of the entire universe. And you are the supreme transcendental prowess or power in the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the original vision of the Lord, and therefore you are known as Sudarshan. Everything has been created by your activities, and therefore you are all-pervading. Namasuna bha kila dharma setave yadharma shila surudhuma ketave trailokti gopaya vishuddha varchase O Sudarshan, you are the very auspicious hub, or the axle, and therefore you are the upholder of all religion. You are like an inauspicious comet for the irreligious demons. Indeed, you are the maintainer of the three worlds. You are full of transcendental effulgence. You are as quick as the mind, and you are able to work wonders. I simply utter the word Namaha, offering obeisances unto you. And last verse. Patejasa dharma mayena samritam tama prakashas chadrisho mahatmanam taratyaste mahimam giram pate tarupame tat sarasat paravaram. O master of speech, by your effulgence, full of religious principles, the darkness of the world is dissipated, and the knowledge of learned persons or great souls is manifested. Indeed, no one can surpass your effulgence, for all things manifested and unmanifested, gross and subtle, superior and inferior, are but various forms of you that are manifested by your effulgence. In the purports that accompany these verses, Srila Prabhupada explains other characteristics and activities of the Sudarshan Chakra. Primarily, the Sudarshan Chakra is the source of light. Light, the moon and the sun in this universe are reflections of that light. And that light acts in different ways. Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra sometimes acts as the time factor to take away the life of any demon or non-devotee. And the glaring effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra also consumes any demon. In Krishna book, Bhagavatam, 10th canto, there's different pastimes where even the associates of Lord Shiva, they produce one fire weapon, this Dakshinagni. And that fire weapon went to Dwarka to burn up Krishna. And Krishna sent his Sudarshan to meet that weapon, and that weapon was defeated by the intense heat of the Sudarshan. So Sudarshan represents this intense heat, but also represents knowledge, as Prabhupada explains in his purport. We hear in Bhagavad Gita that if one exists in the fire of transcendental knowledge, then all of his sins can be burned up to ashes, just as Sudarshan will burn everyone to ashes. Prabhupada also explains that the effulgence, the shining effulgence of Sudarshan, is meant to burn up the demons, to burn to ashes those who oppose the preaching of the Lord. This is a very powerful weapon of the Lord. And Sudarshan, there are many significant meanings. When Mahavishnu, when he glances at creation, that is Sudarshan. Su means perfect. Darshan means vision. Perfect vision means auspicious vision, good vision, Sudarshan. So Sudarshan means when one exists in transcendental knowledge, he will become enlightened. When one is situated in light, the light of transcendental knowledge, he is illuminated by the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord. And there can be no darkness for him. There can be no illusion for him. And there can be no maya for him. So the Sudarshan is this light of knowledge. And the devotees, they, of course, the Krishna Bhaktas, there is not so much concern maybe with the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord, but yet they're concerned with the Sudarshan of the Lord. They want to have the auspicious glance of the Lord. Because we hear in the pastime of Arjuna and Krishna, when Mahavishnu wanted to have darshan of Lord Krishna, he arranged for this pastime in 10th canto where Krishna got on his chariot and he took Arjuna to Vaikuntha. And along the way they had to pass through the coverings of the universe, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and became very dark, dense darkness. And Arjuna became bewildered and became frightened. Where are we going? I can't see. There's so much illusion. And of course, as you go finer through the coverings of the universe, the illusion gets thicker. The bewilderment gets greater. The illusion of the senses and body is not as much as the illusion of the mind. And the illusion of the mind is not as much as the illusion produced by the intelligence. And the illusion and bewilderment created by intelligence is nothing compared to the illusion and bewilderment created by the false ego, the hankara. So all of this illusion, which was symbolized by the coverings of the universe, were penetrated by Krishna driving Arjuna on the chariot. How did he penetrate? How did he illuminate? How did he remove the darkness? By wielding a Sudarshan Chakra. So in this way, the whole universe, the whole expanse of darkness became flooded with brilliant light. Everything became crystal clear. No doubts, no confusion, no fear. So Arjuna is riding on the chariot with Krishna, and Krishna's following his Sudarshan Chakra. So we're like Arjuna. We're riding on the chariot of the body. So what is the Sudarshan Chakra lighting up our lives? How is Krishna driving our chariot? He's driving our chariot with the knowledge. With the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. This is his Sudarshan Chakra, by which he's lighting up the path of life. And this path of life, of course, meets various layers of darkness. Layers of illusion, bewilderment. But if one situates himself on that chariot of Krishna's transcendental knowledge, then he'll always be in the light. God is light, Nishant is darkness. Krishna Surya Samamaya Hayandakar. So Krishna is his Sudarshan. A very nice pastime in 10th canto where he's lighting up everything. Because we must also pass through these coverings of the universe. As Arjuna passed through the coverings of the universe in order to reach Vaikuntha, we have to pass through the coverings of the universe. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha. We're chanting Gayatri. This represents the coverings. What is our universe? Our universe is right here. We have a 60 kg universe, 50 kg universe, 40 kgs, 100 kgs, right? Sarvabhauma is a 100 kg universe. So this is our universe. Our universe is our body. And we have to pass through the coverings of this universe. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha. This is Gayatri. We're meditating on transferring ourselves, going through. How can we travel that great distance beyond the mind? How can we penetrate that great darkness of false ego? Only by the Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna. So this Sudarshan is so wonderfully expressed. Of course, we see that our beloved Krishna, he's not carrying the Sudarshan. But all the other forms of the Lord, they always have a weapon to protect themselves. Shiva has his trident. We heard a nice Hindi poem the other day by a disciple of Radha Govinda Maharaj. He has one Pandit Brahman. And he sang a very nice song in Hindi, which we can't repeat, but the translation was how all the different avatars and incarnations have their weapons. Shiva has his trident, Parasram has his chopper, Ram has his bow and arrow, and Vishnu Narayan has his chakra, his Sudarshan. Chakra means Sudarshan disc, Krishna chakra, Hatam Haso. And what does Krishna have? Vamshivadana Suvasa, Murli Manohar. He doesn't have any weapons. No bow, no chopper, no nothing. He just has this Madhuri flute, the sweet flute. And he plays so nicely, he doesn't care about killing demons. He's Lila Purushottam. He's simply enjoying pastimes. He's calling the gopis and he's calling everyone. He's dancing with the flute and the gopis are dancing and the cows are dancing. This is his weapon. His weapon is enchantment. He enchants with his beautiful pastimes. He enchants with his transcendental, lovely and darling form. This is his weapon, to enchant the living entities. So this is the speciality of Krishna. He doesn't have any chakra. He has two hands, not four. His two hands are holding the flute. And if he takes one half off the flute, then he puts one hand around Srimati Radhika. So there's full engagement. But Vishnu has four hands. So two hands he has to kill the demons. And then two hands he blesses the devotees. He blows his conch shell to announce victory for the devotees. And he touches them with his lotus flower to benedict them with all opulence and good fortune. And then with his chakra he kills the demons. And with his club he smashes their pride. His komodaki. But our Krishna is not like this. He's so lovable. And he's so kind that when we take darshan in the morning, we say, oh, Prabhu, where are you going? I'm going to Mandir. Thakurji darshan. I'm going for darshan. Oh, darshan. Because when we go for darshan, we don't see Krishna. Like Prabhupada was playing with Saraswati when she was 4 years old. She was in Bhaktivedanta Manor. She had one small deity of Krishna. So Prabhupada took that deity of Krishna and hid it when she wasn't looking. And Saraswati was very attached, little girl, to that deity. And she looked, oh, Prabhupada, where's Krishna? And Prabhupada said, I don't know, Saraswati. Where's Krishna? Can you find him? Can you see him? I don't see Krishna. Where's Krishna? I can't find him. And then Saraswati went up to her mother, what's her name? Mother and father, Shamasundar, Imalati. Oh, Mataji, where's Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? And Prabhupada was playing with this girl. Saraswati, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? So are we seeing Krishna? How can we see Krishna? Is it possible to see Krishna? Brahma explains, yes, you can see Krishna. How can you see Krishna? Bhakti vilochanena. With the eyes swinging with bhakti. The eyes that are just anointed with this Primanjana, Churita, Bhakti Vilochanena. Eyes that are turning with devotion. Eyes that are anointed with love. Eyes that are saturated with seva and surrender. These eyes you can see Krishna. So when we take darshan, we don't see Krishna. But what happens? Krishna sees us. He glances at us with his sudarshan. His sudarshan is his auspicious darshan, his perfect vision. He looks at us with his beautiful vision and he purifies us. In the Bhagavatam, one purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that the smiling face of the Lord, the smiling face of the Lord removes the false ego from the devotees. A very deep statement by Srila Prabhupada. Very deep. The smiling face of the Lord removes the false ego from the devotees. This meets very nicely with this pastime from 10th canto about Krishna taking Arjuna through the coverings of the universe. What's the last covering of the universe? False ego. So with that Sudarshan, they penetrated, and after false ego, they enter the vast Brahmajyoti, the Vaikuntha realm. So when devotees of the Lord come before the Lord and see the smiling face of the Lord, that smile of the Lord acts to dissolve and remove the false ego. Just as Krishna's Sudarshan removed the false ego, the hankara covering the universe, so that Arjuna could have darshan. Arjuna could have Sudarshan face to face of Mahavishnu and Vaikuntha. So by this, taking repeatedly, drinking with the vessels of our eyes, the nectarine darshan of Shamsundar, by repeatedly drinking his darshan, that Sudarshan will act as a chakra to create light within us, to create knowledge within us, and to show the way to remove the false ego. Such a nice statement. The smiling face of the Lord removes the false ego from the devotees. So this is a Sudarshan. Krishna is looking at us and he's purifying us by his glance. He's purifying us. Just as disciples of Srila Prabhupada often had the experience. I was sitting in Bhagavatam class in Los Angeles and Srila Prabhupada was speaking and he looked right at me. And when he looked at me, I felt, Prabhupada's looking right through me. He's looking right in through my eyes, my heart, my mind, right into the depths of my dirty black soul. And I was so embarrassed, I closed my eyes and I hung my head down. Oh, Prabhupada. And I looked up and he was still looking at me. Because this is the mercy of Guru. Because the darshan of the Lord and the darshan of the Lord's devotee is pavitra darshan. It is purifying. So we don't want to meet the Sudarshan that Shishupal met. We don't want to receive Shishupal's darshan of Krishna's Sudarshan. We want the beautiful vision of Krishna's face. And moreover, not only does Krishna only play his flute, but then one might say, well, what about other weapons in Kali Yuga? In Kali Yuga, Krishna also comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he doesn't have any weapon at all. Doesn't even play the flute. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sangopangashtra Parishadam. There's a nice, the Acharyas give a nice explanation. Sangopangashtra. He says Astra and Astra. So Astra, Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra is an Astra. Shorde, Astra. It is a weapon. It is a powerful weapon. The most powerful weapon. It is the time factor. It is all. It is the fire of annihilation. It is the fire of transcendental knowledge. It is the source of creation. All these things are Sudarshan Chakra. So it is an astra. It is a weapon wielded in the hands of Lord Narayan. But Lord Chaitanya, he had astra and astra. Astra means shastra, means knowledge. So the astra can establish knowledge within the devotee. The Sudarshan disc, the light of knowledge, acts as a weapon to destroy illusion. So when Lord Chaitanya, he saw that his devotee, Nityananda, was offended by Jagai and Madai, he went there, and he was in the mood of Vishnu. He was in the mood of Narayan, because within Mahaprabhu, all the incarnations are there. Krishna's there, Radharani's there, Narayan, all the forms are there. So when he went there, this bhav, this Aishwarya bhav, this mood of yada yadarya dharmasya, glanihir bhavati bharata, this came over him. And although he didn't catch it or didn't pull it out, he called for it. He called for his Sudarshan chakra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called, he said, Sudarshan. And if Sudarshan is his devotee, his personal attendant, his personal servant, he was waiting to run over there. He called him. But before Sudarshan could arrive there, which is very fast, because Sudarshan goes at the speed of mind, it's very fast. But before he could arrive there, Nityananda, he stopped the Sudarshan. Sudarshan, wait. You sit down, take some Mahaprasadam. Because he's a devotee. Sudarshan, you wait a minute, you take some Mahaprasadam. Mahaprabhu, you didn't come to kill anyone. And when you were Krishna, of course, you slapped a few demons and kicked a few demons with your feet and killed them. But of course, that was your mercy. And as Ram, you cut the heads off Ravana. But this is Kali Yuga. You're not the Maryada avatar. You're the Prem avatar. You're supposed to distribute your Prem. Put away. Don't call your Sudarshan. So then, he didn't kill him. He didn't kill Jagannath Mata, like he killed Shishupal previously as Krishna. He didn't cut off his head. What did he do? He killed his demoniac mentality. So the weapons of Lord Chaitanya in Kali Yuga are the associates, Nityananda, Advaita, Srivas, Gaurabhaktavrinda. The Gaurabhaktavrinda, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they are the astras. They are the astras, they are the weapons. And what is the weapon of the devotees? Books are the basis. Prabhupada said, the sword of knowledge, armed with yoga, stand and fight. So we are the servants of Lord Chaitanya, engaged in the activity of killing the demoniac mentality by spreading the Sankirtan movement. The spreading of Harinam Sankirtan is a spreading of light. It is the dissemination of the Sudarshan Chakra. This is the presence. Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra is lighting up the world, just as Govardhan. When Indra sent the Samvartika clouds of devastation to inundate Vrindavan and destroy the Brijvasis, it was total darkness everywhere. Total darkness. You can't imagine how dark it was. You can't see your nose. It's so thick darkness. But what did Krishna do? Krishna put his finger under that hill and he held up this beautiful Govardhan. And then from his other finger, he just went like this. And out of his finger came Sudarshan. And Sudarshan went above the Govardhan Hill and turned on fantastic light, unlimited millions and millions of suns. So all the darkness of devastation, all the darkness created by Indra's destructive clouds, Samvartika, were just completely destroyed. It was a beautiful sun shower. It was a Divya Snan. When it rains during the sunshine, it's called a Divya Snan. It's the demigod's shower. So the Brijvasis were sitting under their umbrella and they're watching rainbows in the sky as the rain would fall and form prisms everywhere around. There's so many rainbows all around the Govardhan Hill as they sat under that beautiful umbrella. There was no darkness, there was no illusion, there was no fear, there was no confusion. Krishna Sudarshan was there, lighting the way. So the devotees are trying to throw Krishna Sudarshan over this world, this dark age of Kali. By spreading the Sankirtan movement and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. This is the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord. And this is the mercy of the devotees, that they want to distribute the Sudarshan. And they want to live in that auspicious darshan. So these are some points of this verse. When Prabhupada was talking about this pastime, he said, in the age of Kali, they're already dead. What is their life? There's nothing to kill. Lord Chaitanya, there was no demons to kill. People are already killed by the atmosphere they live in. Prabhupada used this word, the atmosphere. Their atmosphere is already death. So why kill the demons? They're already dead. They're living, well, they have these movies, Night of the Living Dead. They're already living dead. Their activities are polluted, their environment is polluted, their lives are short and disturbed and troublesome and quarrelsome. Better you kill their demoniac mentality. Change their consciousness. Illuminate their consciousness with the light of transcendental knowledge. Let the Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna and the Sudarshan Chakra of Mahaprabhu's mercy shine within the heart of all the darkened souls of Kali Yuga. So in this way, as this verse mentions, Krishna Chakra Hata Amso. Krishna Chakra Hata. Hata means to kill. Amso means the sinful reactions. Krishna's Chakra will again act in this world as it acted in Shishupal's case in Delhi. It will act in the world. Each one of us can wield a Sudarshan Chakra on behalf of the Lord. Because devotees serve devotees. So when we want to serve the mission of the Lord and spread light and knowledge, and Sudarshan will come to us. Yes, let us go together and light up the world. Srila Prabhupada ki. So some comments or questions. We have high regard for Dantavakra. Because Dantavakra, according to our acharyas, as explained in Prabhupada's or in the BBT Bhagavatam, he's a very great friend to the Brijvasis. Although he's a demon, he's a very great friend. Because after Krishna was gone from Vrindavan for 90 years, almost 100 years, he came to the small village outside of Mathura called Datiha. It's called Datiha now. He came there and he fought one demon named Dantavakra. Dantavakra means like thunderbolt teeth. Teeth like thunderbolts. Sounds like a toothpaste or something. Vajradanti. We have Vajradanti or Dantavakra. So he's like, yeah, it must have had something. So Krishna came and killed him. Then he thought, oh, I come all this way. I come all the way from Dwarka. And just a few kilometers from here is Vrindavan. And after all, I did promise the gopis that I would return there. And it has been a long time, 90 years. I should go there. So then, after killing Dantavakra, Krishna came into Vrindavan. And he met with all the gopis and all the gopas, and they had rasa dance for 2 months, and so many wonderful pastimes and remembering, and so many swing pastimes, and jewelin and holy, everything. Then everyone was just in a point of ecstasy, and the Krishna said, all right, Haribo! And sent everyone back. And they all went back to Vrindavan with a smile on their face. Then Krishna went to Dwarka to do some more work, and then he joined them. So Dantavakra, although he's somehow the one form of Jaya Vijaya, is Dantavakra and this Shishupal. Some other question or comment? Bhagavatam ki.